Hi Tony, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm good. Surviving, surviving.
I think that's all we do these days is survive. But the festive season helps us, or Christmas helps most of us to actually sort of forget the world's ills for a couple of days. But that's in the middle of December. But before then, people try and get into the spirit of things, and well, not just Christmas, not just festive, but there are lots of events going on between now and Christmas that should help to, I'm guessing lift the spirits a little bit.
Definitely. I mean, I love Christmas time, although I don't celebrate Christmas in the traditional sense, but I love it. Family getting together, everybody just, and also we work so hard as well. So it's nice to have a few days where you can relax with your family. So, and I hope it snows. I really love the snow at Christmas time. I love it. I think it just brings that ambience, really, doesn't it? And what you want of Christmas. So yeah, I love it. I love it, Tony.
Well, we may well get snow in the next few days. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, let's start with some of the stuff that's going on. Talk Broadfield, part of the Creative Crawley thing. Talk Broadfield, what's that all about?
Yeah, Talk Broadfield is a resident association actually, and it
Oh.
is very much a lot about litter picking in Broadfield,
Yeah.
being proud of where you live in Broadfield. And this time we've got something coming up on Saturday the 30th of November with a spoken word artist called Woodsy. And the theme of the workshop, it would be a workshop, and then in a later date there'd be an opportunity for the youngsters. So it's aimed at 13 to 21 year olds
Yeah.
to come and write maybe a short piece, and the theme is home. And what does home mean to you? So
Yeah.
home can be, it can be very emotive, but it can could be physical, or it could be something when you how you feel within yourself. What does home mean? Does it mean Christmas time with your family? Does it mean going into the woods with your family? All sorts of things. So this workshop is aimed at 13 to 21 year olds, and it's on 30th of November at
Yeah.
Broadfield Community Centre between 5 and 7 p.m. And it's for youngsters to come and explore words, poetry, and what home means to them. So I think it's, and Woodsy is a brilliant artist, so it'd be a really good workshop.
I like the idea of this. So the only thing I would, the first thing that sprung to my mind is the mind of a 13-year-old to a mind of a 21-year-old. You're going to get very different responses to some of the things you do, surely.
But that's the whole aim, though, isn't it? Because
What,
it's
to get
about
different
engaging with
responses?
each other. Yeah, it's engaging with each
Right.
other. It's actually going, thinking about similar experiences, thinking about what home. So that's the theme of home. That's why we've put that in. What does a 13-year-old compared to a 21 think about? So it's about engaging with each other and building that confidence and having that conversation about home and actually just presenting what you think it is. And I think that's important. I think 13 to 20 words, there's a lot of difference, but there's also a lot of things that they can, similar things as well.
And it is, of course, creativecrawley.com that you can actually go to find out a little bit more about that one. And there I was on the Creative Crawley thing. And speaking of Woodsy, he's actually doing stuff for Creative Crawley as well, isn't he? On the 5th of December, it's Woodsy and Friends at the is what is it? The Theatre Centre on Town Barn Road at West Green.
Yeah, that's opposite the Crawley Hospital. So that's a quite a nice little creative hub that's been there for about a year now. And this is about getting local talent coming together again, talking about music, talking about theatre. And Woods is brilliant. He's a great spoken word artist. And it's all about creating a scene, and I've mentioned this many times before, how Crawley needs to have a hub, needs to have somewhere where everybody can get together. Doesn't matter if you're 13, doesn't matter if you're 83. So I think Creative Crawley for that has always been brilliant in bringing everybody together and make Crawley more accessible, more resourceful, and more creative. So this is a brilliant opportunity. It's the 5th of December, Theatre Centre, which is in West Green. And yeah, it's about everybody getting together and being creative and through their talents.
Yeah, so a couple of events there. Broadfield Community Centre for the first one. The Talk Broadfield presents spoken word project on the theme of home. That says at the Broadfield Community Centre, which if anybody needs the postcode, it's RH11 9BA. It's on the 30th of November 5 till 7. And then on Saturday, it's the 5th of December, 6:30 at the Theatre Centre, 1 Town Barn Road on West Green. The postcode for that one is RH117XG, both involving Woodsy. So if you are interested in words and would like to be a little creative with it, those two are definitely ones to actually go to.
Yes, definitely, Tony. Mm. I think Woodsy is so brilliant in words, poetry, and music to poetry. I think it's amazing. And I think, you know, Crawley is just up and coming now. And I hope people from Brighton and other areas have recognised that Crawley can give as good as it can with the creativity that we have.
Yeah, because it's a thing for you, isn't it? Because you like to write poetry, don't you?
Yeah, I love poetry. And I'm quite new into it, a few years now. But I think, you know, like, we go through a lot in our lives, I think, Tony, and it's good to have a creative outlet. Some people do the rap, some people do films, some people do books, some people do, you know, these things. And I think as human beings, we need that and there's creativity in all of us. There is in all of us. So, yeah, this is a brilliant opportunity to get together.
Yeah, it sounds rather good. The other thing that I've just seen, which is also from, I think, yeah, it is Creative Crawley, is the Saturday sessions, Fashion and Flowers. This is on a slightly different creative level. It's create decorations using fresh and dried flowers and exploring fashion design by making textiles by hand. Now, we were talking off air just now about Christmas and that. And, of course, not all of the population celebrates Christmas. They celebrate the festive season and have their own things at other times of the year. For instance, Ramadan and Eid and that. But we've always had, we have decorations for Christmas. I mean, some of the things you see to do with things like Eid and that are very colourful. But do you have specific decorations for these events?
I think mainly for like Diwali, yeah. That's definitely very much about decorating your home, decorating your footpath, decorating the outside of your home. With Eid, it's much more about going to each other's houses and having food, having lots of food, Tony.
We're eating after Ramadan, aren't we?
Yeah, eating after Ramadan is the food. I wouldn't specifically say it's some colours and materials and things like that. That's more Diwali and maybe you know, other festivals, but Eid is very much about food. And but I love this idea of dry flowers and materials and silks, and I think it just makes life so much more beautiful. And you know, in Broadfield at the moment, you know, there's a lady that always does the on the post boxes and stuff. She does the crocheting and
that's
things.
Quite a thing these days.
Yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Massive now. It's a massive thing. But I think flower decorations, I think it all makes a big difference. The Christmas lights, I love it. And there's always hope. I love it. You know, when you're traveling around England during Christmas time, and I went last year somewhere, but all the houses are different lights, thousands and thousands of lights, and the Father Christmas and all these sort of things. I think it's amazing. It just uplifts life a bit better.
Yeah.
It just makes life a bit more colourful.
Well, these Saturday sessions, Fashion and Flowers, there are a couple of bits to this. There's the wreath making from 11 till 1, learning a new floristry skill. It's for ages 11 and over. Children under 16 must be accompanied by an adult. And there's lo-fi fashion as well. I have no idea with this one, but it's there you get to join textile artist Charlene Sandy to learn about sheep fleece and the journey a sheep fleece takes to becoming a yarn. So some interesting stuff. And again, if your children are interested, they have to be 11 and over. And again, if they're under 16, have to be accompanied by an adult. You can find out more about that one at creativecrawley.com. It is on the front there. It's under the heading of Creative Playground and Saturday Sessions. So, interesting one, I think.
No, I love that. I love that idea. And I think it's important for kids actually to know where something comes from, doesn't it? So where do our books and our newspapers and our milk in the carton, where does that come from? So I think it fits into that kind of, you know, where does the clothes that we wear, where do they all come from? They're not just, you know, just from the air. So I think that's a really important educational lessons and experience and to appreciate. Appreciate all the things that we do have, actually. And, you know, in the shops, where do these clothes come from and the materials? So, it's a good, it'll be really good, actually. I think it sounds really really good.
It does, doesn't it, really? And say that one is, say, 7th of December. It's at the Theatre Centre, 1 Town Barn Road on West Green. And details available at creativecrawley.com. Now, something else that's going on, as it is Christmas, I think we get this one most years. It's Tilgate's Magical Christmas. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that idea. And I love Tilgate Park, as you know. I love the parks. We've got the best parks in the southeast, I think, in Crawley. We really, really do. Tilgate, Goffs Park, they're just amazing. But yeah, I think... And I think, is it for the whole family as well, isn't it?
So yeah, this is a family event.
Yeah, it's a free, I think it's a free performances as well they're going to be. I think,
it doesn't say anything about admission charges at all, but it does actually talk about the walled garden at Tilgate Park.
Oh, which I love. I love that. I think it's amazing. And once again, families getting together, communities getting together. Let's all enjoy what we have in Crawley, the Tilgate Park. Let's enjoy the food. Let's get the kids engaging with each other. I think there's going to be a fun fair as well there. So once again, I love it. I think it's magical in Tilgate. Anyway, hence the name.
Tilgate Park actually says they transform the park into a captivating winter wonderland. Wow. Santa's around, bringing his magic to it all, and where would we be at this time of year without Santa?
Love it. I love the whole idea of Christmas, and I think Tilgate is just amazing. It's an amazing place, and I think people who keep it going, everybody keeps it really going, and it's very much family orientated. And I think at this time of the year, family and friends and getting together is so important.
Yeah, it's described as 10 days of enchanting entertainment, mouth-watering food. There we go, we're on the food again.
Food.
And bookable experiences. So check out tilgatepark.christmas.co.uk for details on that one. There are other things. I think there's traditional Christmas carol concerts, aren't there, as well?
Yes, there's a Christmas carol concert on Thursday, the 12th of December.
Yeah.
I think it's St. Andrew's Church, which is in Furness Green. My friend, he always invites me to these Christmas carols, and I love it. I can't sing. I'm not very good at singing, but I just enjoy everybody getting together. And just, I think, sometimes we forget what Christmas really means, and I think these carols really just uplift the idea of Christmas and the morals behind it, I suppose, which is about being together, looking after each other, being neighbourly. And I think these carols, they're so emotive, aren't they? They just make you feel really warm inside. And I try to go to one every year. So, yeah, it'd be really good, Christmas carol concert.
One of those things, isn't it, with a troubled world that we've got. It's a time for encouraging people to be kind to people and, rejoice, really, and sing all sorts of songs to celebrate a particular season. The other thing that's going on when you're talking about singing is a choral concert, the Phoenix Choir of Crawley. They're at it again before December. It's the 23rd of November, actually, at St. Andrew's Church in Furness Green. And it features a fancy of folk songs, apparently arranged by Cecilia McDowell for choir and harp and harp solos. So there's an awful lot to go on there as well.
I love Phoenix Choir. I've been to some of their events, actually. I think they're amazing, and I think they're really well known in Crawley now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everybody just, like you're saying, be kind to each other, care for each other. Christmas is a season for all of that, and food as well. But a bit of choir, a bit of food, a bit of entertainment, I think it's amazing. So, yeah, I love the carols.
Yeah, and it's Phoenix Choir Crawley. I think it's .com. So... you can find out more there. A few bits to get excited about Christmas, really. I'm sure there are other events. If you have any, please send them in to us at studio@susieradio.com. And, we'll try and add them to the list. Of course, a lot of these events also found on our info pages at susieradio.com. Parveen, been absolute joy to catch up with you again. It's been too long.
I must catch up with you before
Christmas to actually look at some of the events for January.
Yeah,
if you
definitely,
can spare us
Tony.
The time.
Yeah, definitely, Tony. No, of course I will. But no, it's been amazing. Thank you so much. And then just, we're brilliant in Crawley. The community is brilliant. Let's have kindness,
yeah,
lots of love for even people that you don't know, even
and
people
lots
that
of food.
You don't know. Lots of food.
Lots
food,
of food.
Food brings everybody together.
Has to
I
be
think.
Food. But our Pavi Khan, thank you for talking to us today, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Tony.